episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 128. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing too much, man. Having a good night.
Boy, you really came in strong.
You like that?
I know. I was bringing the guys even done.
He was waiting.
Yeah. I was like, well.
Hey, we're good.
I'm going to meet your 9 seconds, match you that, and then raise you to 2 more seconds. And I'm spent.
And you're.
I'm lost.
I don't even worry. Cut his mic. You guys are doing all right, though?
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good night.
We are. A little hockey talk.
Yeah. That's better.
Hockey.
Hockey talk is better than a honky tonk.
I don't know. Honky tonk's pretty fun, too.
Honky tonks are fun. Well, that's true.
Hit the crickets. No, honky tonks, yeah.
We've been to one.
Yeah. Did you see?
Yeah.
Speaking of, they're not tearing it down.
Oh, they're not going to.
That is false.
That was false information?
They are remodeling it.
Nice.
They are not tearing it down. That was a false story.
Good. They're going to
finally level the floor.
Probably not.
Yeah, that might be.
They might update it to the 1980s.
Or fix the door lock where they don't have to have the. What was that? It was rigged where they had that through the bar. You can still see the crack in between the two doors mm-hmm. they were trying to shut. It was like wire and some metal. I don't know.
That might be crazy. First on the list to fix, right?
But yeah, it was said at first that they were like, "Oh, sad. It's
wait a minute. I didn't want to read on. I was so sad."
No, and they said they were not closing it. It's remodeled.
Good.
So yeah,
sweet.
Nice. Yeah, we're talking about.
Somebody got the wrong end of that stick, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. Bobby Mackey's is the place we're talking about. That people mm-hmm. are like, "Who are you talking about?" So, yeah.
Say the name.
I know. Say.
Finish the story.
Finish the story. Say the name. And yeah. Bobby Mackey's is what we're talking about in Kentucky. You know what?
What?
We don't have any COSO. No creeped out shout
no
out.
No COSO.
No COSO for them. So let's move on to the topic. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Well, this is going to be Nate's pick, and we are going to talk about Emily Stowe's Bridge in Vermont.
Ooh. Very, very. Have we done a Vermont? I don't think we've done a Vermont story.
I don't honestly know.
If we have, it's only been...
Shout out to Vermont.
We don't have to do this one.
You want to just put down the...
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just talk about hockey.
That's right. Oh, we got a great story.
I got a great story. Back in 99. so how about a little foundation?
Absolutely.
Please.
Emily's Bridge, also known as the Gold Brook Bridge, is a historic covered bridge located in Stowe, Vermont. It was built in 1844 to carry Covered Bridge Road over Gold Brook and is a single-lane, 50-foot-long bridge. The bridge is famously said to be haunted by a young woman named, you guessed it, Emily.
Sarah.
Oh. Emily.
Emily.
Emily. Emily. I'm not going to go too much into her story, though, because we'll talk about that, right?
Okay.
How about that?
You are welcome to start, Nate, if you have anything to share with the creepies. Since it's your pick, I'll let you start.
Yeah, we'll just get into some generalized stuff here. Stories swirling around this particular bridge could be the basis for a good horror movie or a TV series. For all appearances, the bridge looks normal. It's just another bridge on the brook that was built in the 19th century. The first clue that something isn't typical about the bridge is right in the name. Who's Emily? Because the official name of the bridge is the Gold Brook Covered Bridge, as Sean said. So what did Emily do to get the bridge named after her?
I was going to say, Sean says a lot of things, though. Most of them inaccurate. Or silly.
Cut his mic.
Just plain absurd, right? Please do.
Yeah, the Gold Brook Bridge. I like saying Emily Stowe Bridge. It's easier than the Gold Brook Bridge.
Yeah. It comes out a lot easier.
Yeah.
Liberty Bibbidi.
Mumble jumble.
Babbling Brook.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell about the, or do you want to start? You want to tell?
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
Well, I won't go into a whole lot. But yeah, it says the.
This is a teaser, man.
So it says people come all. I cannot read. People come from all over because of supernatural activity. That's what we like to hear. That supposedly take place there. The legend goes that there was a young woman sometime between 1849 and 1949 Named Emily. That's 100 years. Named Emily, who was jilted by a lover. Oh, here we go. And so she then died at the site of this bridge and haunts it to this day. There are lights, or people see apparitions, or they hear sounds. The story seems to have sprung up in the late 1960s or early 70s, but it has pretty well been debunked, as no evidence has been found showing that anyone died at the site. I don't like that. I don't believe it either.
Takes all the air out of the balloon. But I heard that
anyway,
a lot too.
Nate, take us, no, take us out. No, there are stories. There are stories.
Oh, yes. Built in 1844, the Emily's Bridge in Stowe, Vermont, was just 50 feet long over the Gold Brook and was covered with dark wood that the elements haven't been merciful on ever since. But around the time the bridge was built, that dark wood was still new, smelling of fresh pine, and creaked every time a horse-drawn wagon crossed it. And as you said, a young woman named Emily planned to elope with her love of her life, and their meeting place was the same bridge. But when he didn't show, Emily, filled with despair, hanged herself from the rafters of the Gold Brook Bridge. So anyone who hears it for the first time feels sorry for the young Emily and her broken heart. Only Emily wasn't finished with the bridge just yet. She haunts it.
Emily, come on now. How many times have we talked about these deaths, these women that get their heart broken? I'm not saying that's a good thing or it's not sad, but there are plenty of guys out there, and you don't need to be killing yourself. Don't be jumping
over one guy.
Right, don't be hanging yourself or whatever.
Well, they said there were stories that she either hung herself or that she drowned in the creek or whatever. But it says she's apparently an angry specter.
Mm-hmm.
Tales of claw-like gouges down the sides of cars that go across the bridge, and other ghastly stories surround the bridge, including those of strange voices emanating from inside the short tunnel.
Ghastly, you say.
Did I say ghastly?
No, that's what I'm saying. Ghastly. I like that
word. It says ghastly, yeah. Ghastly. Ghastly, ghostly.
Well, I wasn't doubting it. I'm just
I thought you were
I was reinforcing saying, oh, ghastly, you said.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
As you said, sightings of young Emily are seen of her lurking around the bridge.
Lurking.
And as you're saying, not the sweet and sorrowful Emily, but the vengeful Emily, full of wrath. And apparently, long nails.
Long, hence the scratches on the car.
Yep. She takes it out on the passing cars.
I'm not doing that. Did you see the picture of the bridge? It's a one-lane bridge. And I don't like one-lane bridges. I don't like one. Even the
they tend to be like Hell's Gates, right?
Yeah, well, the one here in Avon. That I drive under every once in a while.
The twin bridge, yeah.
Well, no, not the twin. Not that's in Danville. No, I'm talking about the one. Well, yeah.
Well, there's one in
yeah, right,
Avon.
Correct.
One
sorry.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, Quinn. Yeah. So the one, you know, you can go two cars at once, but then the other one, you have to wait. I just never trust anybody, and I'm like, I want to get through there first. Yeah. So this
one's saying she takes her vengeance out on cars as they pass through. Leaving scars, not unlike what Wolverine from the X-Men would leave.
Ooh.
Wolverine.
Even pedestrians crossing the bridge are not safe, and the marks on their backs bear witness to Emily's fury.
Oh, nice. Wow.
So, yeah.
That's, she's upset.
Yeah. She's ruthless.
The most interesting.
She's an angry ghost.
Did you guys hear anything
an angry
about
elf.
The fact that this was actually made up in the 70s when like there was the rise of all the horror movies? And
no.
a local woman said she just made the story up to scare kids and to keep them in at night and like keep them away from this bridge. This was kind of a hangout for locals to, you know, like to travel to or to for couples to kind of, you know, get the girls scared and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's just one of the other stories that it really didn't go back as far back into the 1800s, and it was just made up in the 1970s. I thought that was, I that was from a video I watched about the history of it. And so it's shrouded in mysteries of all kinds, but one of them, like I said, is that it's a little more modern than what we think it is. And it wasn't even, the girl's name wasn't even potentially Emily, that lady just made that up too. So, but that doesn't explain why the
you're deflating my balloon.
Well, no, not really, because
Nate's like
what would explain the Wolverine calls, the sightings, and all that kind of stuff? Then what is causing that? No, it actually begs more questions. Like, then why is it haunted, and what is the real story behind it?
Right. Actually, yeah, it actually makes it is more interesting.
Is it a tulpa? Maybe it's a local tulpa.
No.
Yeah, everybody could believing be. In it, and it just sort of.
Now we got a new theory.
Appeared.
Well, I think.
Manifested.
Ooh, there's a go ahead. Picture of the bridge in the dark with headlights shining through it.
Let me scary. See.
Ooh, that is scary. Creepies, trust us. Look at the. Look up Emily Stowe Bridge online, and you will find the pictures. It's creepy and during the day, but. Mm-hmm. Those dark or the evening pictures look, yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of covered bridges here in Indiana, of course. Yep. I had one, Kokomo had one, and in Highland Park. And it was funny because they had to close it down because so many people would go and, you know, write despicable, horrible things and do things that they weren't supposed to do. And so they closed it down. When I was a kid, you couldn't get on the darn bridge. You could look through it, but that was it. And I just remember the history of it. And it was always, I think it's interesting because you just think about. You know, how far back it goes. And then there's always stories about what happens on the bridge and these terrible things or Satan worshiping or, you know, and then obviously we've covered certain bridges that are gateways to hell, like I said, and it's just wild what our imagination can do, but, you know, or this ghostly children and all that kind of stuff.
I'm wondering if something has been going on there that has nothing to do with the story of Emily hanging herself because of, you know, being jilted, but then the woman, whoever you were talking about, Sean, spurned to make up some type of story. But yeah, there could be something.
It says here that including Emily's story, but strange voices emanate from inside the short tunnel.
I put that on the list, by the way. So it says that. I just lost my... Man, well, that's the second time or third time tonight. Oh, here we go. All right, so Emily's Bridge haunting allegedly includes many of the typical paranormal occurrences people would anticipate from a location with a ghost. The most frequent occurrence is when visitors take images that do not turn out, or the photographer may realize that the shots have been... Or, I'm sorry, realize that the shots have mysterious, hazy flaws that were not there when the picture was taken. Some pictures even purport to show a ghostly apparition of a girl who was not present when the picture was taken, standing in front of the bridge. Others have reported seeing strange occurrences like white lights that flash without a clear source. Some people hear an unidentified voice speaking incomprehensibly from out of nowhere. However, it has been reported that when the voice can be understood, it sounds like a lady pleading for help.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that?
Maybe it's a demon.
You think it's a...
I don't know. It's just a theory.
Could be a Sasquatch.
It's one of the oldest covered bridges in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. This says, however, the true origins of Emily's Bridge ghost story legends are more... The ghost story legends are more recent, like in the 19... This is the lady I was talking about. In the 1970s...
Nancy, I'm over her, by the way.
Nancy Wolfstead admitted... Yeah, well, booed her, right? Admitted she fabricated the story to scare local kids. The name Emily was created by Stead. No actual state of Vermont or other records exist of Emily dying at the bridge exists prior to 1970. The haunted reputation emerged around 1948 without the name Emily. Other key facts about Emily's bridge ghost legend. Many variations exist about Emily's death. There's so many ways that she potentially died. Suicide after being stood up by a lover. Accident on the way to the wedding. Murdered by a lover after getting pregnant. No historical evidence backs any of the variations. And questions about Emily's method of suicide, if she hanged herself, only add to the mystery. It says the popularity of legend spread quickly, included in ghost storybooks, websites, YouTube videos, and paranormal lore. It's been popularized by Stowe's tours, and the story has become an urban legend forever linked to the Gold Brook Bridge in Stowe. So there's so much, but that makes it even more interesting, you know?
He's a real downer, Nate.
Well, no, I think.
I know.
He keeps coming back to the.
Oh, taking the wind out of sails.
However, yeah. All this is interesting. Well, that when
push
I
him off a bridge.
When I first started reading this, I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And then it's like, they start talking about this on the videos. And I'm like, well, that sucks. However, after all that being said, I still want to go to the bridge.
I don't even care what that lady says.
I still want to know what the paranormal stuff is from.
No, I don't care what you and that lady say.
It's a demon.
So I don't think, okay, great. If the story of Emily Stowe is made up, that's fine, but there's still people are saying there's
ghosts and unexplained paranormal, right?
Here you go. A few instances stand out as being more hostile, if not malicious. On days without wind, hats vanish. The bridge is notorious for having temperatures that are unexplainably higher or lower than the outside. One well-known story describes a guy who saw his windshield fog up on its own and handprints appear on the glass, although there was no one around to create the impressions. The combat becomes much fiercer. How about that? Take that, Sean.
I like it.
And stupid lady.
Whatever your name was.
Stupid lady.
It is interesting.
And I'll bully her.
All this is
Nate, don't stop me. I'll bully her.
Oh, I won't stop
this still makes Emily now immortalized, whether it's real or not. This is there are several variations, like I said, of her story, including that one that Emily was waiting for a boyfriend at the bridge. Her parents disapproved of the relationship. The boyfriend never showed up to meet her there, so Emily hanged herself from the bridge rafters. Another variation story says that she was thrown from the horse on the bridge and fell upon the rocks below. Regardless of which story may be or may not be true, perhaps none of them, people report strange activity at the bridge, including the footsteps, a girl screaming, scratch marks on the vehicles passing on the bridge, and other odd events. It says, if one of the Vermont's covered bridges with perhaps more mystery than charm, it says, of the many beautiful historic covered bridges in Vermont, because there's plenty, for better or worse, the supernatural tale of Emily's fate tends to overshadow the true wonder of one of the finest covered bridges that New England has to offer, like you said, one of the oldest.
Mm-hmm. I sort of have some of the same list as what you've gone through as far as if her story is fabricated, but mm-hmm. there are still other things that have been happening there. Reports seeing and hearing the following after they parked the car, phantom lights, disembodied voices, ghostly apparitions, unexplained scratches on the bodies and cars, dramatic temperature fluctuations, mm-hmm. Photos showing anomalies. Some notable encounters include phantom music heard under the bridge. Photos failed to develop. Cars, paint jobs ruined by invisible claw marks. Drivers experiencing foggy windshields with handprints, as you said before. And horses avoiding bridge, mm-hmm. appearing with bloody gashes.
That is weird. There's something behind that, though, right? Mm-hmm.
A group of teenagers also claim to have a terrifying experience. Saw the apparition of a woman approach their parked car. Entity jiggled their door handles trying to enter. Figure disappeared after failing to gain access.
Whoa.
That'll ruin your night.
That would give me goosebumps.
So coming off that story, it says, in vain, her shape finally vanished into the darkness. This is from a different site, but same story. Some people assert that on some days, phantom music, described as sounding as wind chimes or the gentle strumming of a harp is mm-hmm. supposed to emanate from under the bridge. But when inquiring, listeners go to investigate, they are unable to locate the source of the music. I love these stories.
I do too.
There's a ton of stories.
This has been thoroughly investigated by a lot of ghost hunters, paranormal hunters. There are people out there. There's boatloads of stories of weird and paranormal occurrences. Mm-hmm. And then there's some people who are like, I've been there, you know, 1,000 times and nothing's ever happened.
That's how it is.
But that's how a lot of these places are. People that have these astounding and amazing stories and multiple people can confirm. And then other people go, I do think that they're, you know, if you don't want to see something, you're probably not going to see something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the story. Whether Emily's was a real person and the real,
that's what makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. I love all this about the cars and the horses and the sounds and the music and the foggy windshields and all that. It's still, yeah. I will say that if we go, we'll let you drive, Sean, so you can get your car scratched.
Exactly right.
I don't want to. Oh man. No, we'll just get a rental.
Some key insurance. Key facts about the bridge today. Remains open to vehicle traffic, but is monitored by neighbors and the Stowe Police Department. Visited frequently by paranormal investigators. Included in ghost tours and haunted trails. Subject of books, documentaries, and websites. A photo hotspot for visitors inspired by the tales. And accessible attraction drawing thrill seekers.
Okay. We're thrill seekers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of our middle names. Nate, sure. Thrill Seeker. I was looking. I'm curious because I mean, I obviously had no idea that Stowe, Vermont, existed until now, or until you chose this topic. So Stowe, let's see here, population as of 2020, 5,223. So a pretty small town,
mm-hmm.
which I assumed it was. I don't know why, but it when you have a place like a covered bridge. I just had it in my head that it's probably a small town, and it is very small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rockville, Indiana, just west of here, where it's known Same as thing. They have the Covered Bridge Festival. My mom and dad used to go every year and enjoyed it, where the Indiana State Sanatorium is. So yeah, it's a small town, and even smaller than this, too.
There's, I don't know if this is still tacked on there or not, but in 2005, somebody took a picture of what is posted on the bridge. It says, Emily's Bridge. For about 150 years, horses and cars have been mysteriously clawed. People have heard a woman's voice, seen ghostly figures, and witnessed strange lights at Emily's Bridge. Photographs often developed improperly without explanation, and many have found wispy streaks or orbs appearing in their photos.
Oh.
The story of Emily's Bridge is that Emily's angry parents forbade her to marry the man of her dreams. In a fit of rage and sadness, she ran away with her lover with plans to elope. That night, they were to meet at the Goldbrook Bridge and begin the first night of their lives together. Emily arrived at the bridge early, but her soulmate would not arrive. As the hours of their meeting came and left, Emily gave up hope, and at the peak of her sadness, angry and depressed, she took her life. Emily hung herself from a beam within the bridge in the dead of the night. Dr. Dave, a ghost hunter, investigated Emily's bridge. Here are some of the things he encountered. I began the search by taking my roll of film, and when I had shot the whole roll, I set the camera down and began walking the area where he had seen the biggest collection of globules in the previous photographs. Almost all of the pictures they had things in them that were located at the front of the bridge, with a few globules showing up on the inside. Dr. Dave started asking her questions and got more than answers. As soon as he asked the questions, a pain slowly settled into the back of his neck, while a pressure on the front of his neck made it difficult to breathe. The pain was excruciating, unbelievable, and hard to describe. It only affected the back of his neck because the pressure on the front didn't exactly hurt. The pain shot from the neck to his head, and there was a roar in his ear that reminded him, holding a seashell to his ear. In that brief time that lasted, it seemed like it was an eternity. He stood there trying to focus and protect himself from an attack and shut off the pain and the disorientation he felt. He could not do it, and he was being drained and exhausted, had to leave the area immediately. He hurried off to his car. He could barely see that because his neck hurt so badly. The noise in his ears had not stopped, and he could barely remember heading to the car and grabbing the tape recorder from inside. That concluded his trip to Emily's Bridge. He said the tape recorder before... He said into the tape recorder before he shut it off. It was not until he turned off the car when the pain went away, except for the headache. Legend has it that she hung herself on the bridge, and that is perhaps what he was feeling, the last thing that she had felt before she died. Isn't that weird? But that's posted on the bridge, that whole story.
Oh, it's on the bridge. Oh,
it's on the board. So it says this story was tacked under the side of Emily's Bridge in 2005.
Sweet.
I like
so
it.
So he felt a very strange paranormal happening of pain and disorientation, and he couldn't handle being there very long. So
take that, stupid lady.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So
that's real.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, as I was saying.
Yeah. And I'm going to go find her. I'm going to beat her up. Sorry, Nate.
These are all threats. These are idle threats.
I'm turning into a bully. I'm sorry.
That's right. We know what happens when you do that. Right. We've got to tuck you down.
You have anything else, Nate, Sean?
No.
I think we've pretty well
hit this one.
I love all the stories.
Yeah.
It's a cool little one-lane bridge in a small town in Vermont.
That's right.
Which I heard is beautiful. All that New England area. We want to. Amy and I want to do a New England trip. Go to Maine, Rhode Island, Vermont. Of course, I told her. I said, I want to check out Boston for the history. And she's like, you just want to go to Red Sox game. I said, maybe.
That's part of history.
I mean, it's right there. It's a historical place, right?
That's right.
Built 1912. Anyway, yes, that was very cool. So that's a cool topic. Nate.
Yes.
How do you help us get out of here?
It's time to cross the bridge and go home. And that's a wrap.
You heard it, folks.
We're going to get scratched.
Yeah, really.
Ouch!
Thank you, Nate. And thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 128 and the spooky Emily Stowe Bridge of Vermont. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.